There's the fanfare we hear each and every Thursday on Main Street. That means it's time for one thing, and that's a great movie review from our movie reviewer extraordinaire, Matt Olien. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
Okay, Matt, we have my least favorite genre to talk about today. The movie that you're going to review is Clown in a Cornfield. It's a slasher movie. Here's the trailer.
They're really big on tradition around here.
Every year, there's this parade where everyone gathers around a friend of float.
Friend of?
It's the clown on all the Bay Pen corn syrup labels. He's practically a local legend.
Smile, silly girl. You're about to become a sensation.
Careful who you hang out with. There's some real weirdos at this town.
Matt, now that we've seen the trailer, how does Clown in a Cornfield stack up against other slasher films that use rural America as their backdrop? And oh, by the way, don't go standing by the cornfield, please.
I think the title here says it all, right?
Yeah.
I'm done. That's our review for this week. No, we'll keep going. Yeah, this is not my genre either, Craig. And let me just say right now, the product in theaters right now is really slim until May 30th, when we get the film Friendship and also The Phoenician Scheme, Wes Anderson's new movie. It is slim pickings out there right now. I would say, people, go see Sinners. If you haven't seen Sinners, that's a good horror movie. This is not, however. Clown in a Cornfield, directed by Eli Craig. I mean, the title says it all. It's kids in rural Pennsylvania, the town of Kettle Springs. And there's a, you know, long-standing town secret of murders and things like that. And basically, the main character is Quinn, played by Katie Douglas, who's a 26-year-old actress, playing a high schooler, of course, here. And her father, Aaron Adams, who plays the new town doctor. They relocate to the small town to kind of get a fresh start. They're living in an old house. I mean, this is paint-by-numbers stuff, right, Craig? I'm telling you right now, we've seen this all before.
How can we not like Friendo, Matt? Come on.
Friendo, yes, the clown, or clowns. You'll have to see the movie or not see the movie. I didn't care for this at all. It tries to play it for jokes. It's definitely a send-up of the old teen slasher movies like Friday the 13th and all that kind of stuff, but I didn't find it terribly funny. I didn't find it very good at all. This is not my genre. However, I will say I loved Sinners. So that's a horror film I like because that was stylish. It had some attention to plot detail with the Delta Blues thing going on. This one is just basically teen slasher. The acting is really over the top, especially by the local townspeople, the rednecks. You don't need to draw your roadmap to tell you what kind of acting is going on there. Cardboard characters. And I would say, too, when the shocks come, you kind of know they're coming. I wasn't shocked at all. You know the gore is coming. It's going to be heavy gore that happens. You know, it's the old which teenager is next, right, for the clown. Didn't care for this at all. It's a low-budget film. It did make $3.9 million at the box office opening weekend. That's pretty good for a low-budget horror film like this, but boy, there wasn't many people in it when I saw it. So this is definitely a thumbs down for me. Not my genre. I fully admit that. Here's the other thing I'll admit, Craig. I've seen so many movies, and I know how they're made. I know how they're edited. I know how the shocks are done. There's a point now where I just can't get scared at a movie anymore. I have to suspend my belief, and I did in Sinners. I really did. But for this one, I knew when they were coming. I knew when the axes were coming and the pitchforks and, you know, the chainsaws and everything like that. And so it's almost a curse for me that I know how movies are made, because it's lessened my enjoyment of horror slasher movies, because I know when the beats are coming. I know when the editing's coming. It's like Orson Welles once said, once he started making movies, he said his enjoyment of them somewhat was lost, because he could always hear the director yelling cut when he was watching a film. That's not the point for me. I can sit back and enjoy a film, of course, and analyze it. But with shock films like this, it takes a lot to scare me anymore or make me jump.
Matt, the other question that I have is the movie, as I understand it, touches on economic decline and generational resentment. Are all of those things lost in the blood and in the fog and in the noise of the chainsaws and all of that stuff?
Great question. Answer is yes. Any kind of message they're trying to get across about a generation gap or whatever is completely lost in this movie, for sure.
All right, Matt, let's move along. Robert Benton passed away.
Yes, age 92, won the Oscar for Best Director for Kramer versus Kramer back in 1979, which really kind of got him going as a director. He started as a screenwriter, and he co-wrote the screenplay to Bonnie and Clyde. And that's really was his early claim to fame, was co-writing that screenplay to Bonnie and Clyde, which, of course, is a movie that really changed the film industry going forward. So he was 92, and he made some other really good films like Nobody's Fool with Paul Newman. So Robert Benton has passed at age 92.
All right, Matt, let's turn to the Oscar trivia part of our program. And it's a two-parter. And, of course, we have to talk about a slasher movie first. This movie was released on all days of Valentine's Day in 1991, and then it won Best Picture at the 64th Academy Awards in 92. What was the movie?
The Silence of the Lambs.
All right, now let's expand this, Matt. Three films in Oscar history have won the Big Five Academy Awards, including Silence of the Lamb. And I'm talking about Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Picture, and Best Adapted Screenplay. Which are the other two?
It Happened One Night, 1934, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, 1975.
Stunning, Matt, is your trivia knowledge. We've been to the movies with Matt Olean.